Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey everyone, I'm Christian, and you stink. I mean, don't take it personally, pretty much everyone stinks, and pretty much everybody sweats, too. There's nothing inherently wrong with these natural body processes, but in modern society, we don't want to be at the whim of evolution. Who wants to spend all summer covered in sweat stains or show up at a job interview looking like you ran 2 miles to get there? Sweat can affect the way other people view you. A study conducted by the International Hyperhidrosis Society explored the social stigma of sweat, with 66% of respondents claiming that visible sweat made them think a person was nervous, while 49% believed those showing excessive sweat to be overweight. If you want to avoid excessive sweating, or if you're a naturally heavy sweater, then you probably need an antiperspirant. It's pretty amazing stuff. You just take a quick roll and boom, your sweat problem is solved. But what is this stuff and how does it actually work? Well, first, we have to make a distinction between deodorant and antiperspirant. Deodorant targets bacteria under your armpits, making the skin there too salty or acidic to support bacteria responsible for your body odor. Antiperspirants can cut down on body odor too, but they're primarily made to keep you from sweating. You have two types of sweat glands all over your skin, and they're most concentrated in your underarms. The eccrine glands are the most numerous. They kick in to cool you off when you're hot. So when you're exposed to heat, physical exertion, stress, or nervousness, these sweat glands are stimulated. The cells secrete a fluid that travels from the coiled portion of the gland up through the straight duct and out onto the surface of our skin. These eccrine glands excrete water and salt, and, for the record, have nothing to do with your body odor. The apocrine glands, on the other hand, those carry secretions of fats and proteins along with your sweat. Once this hits the exterior surface of your skin, Those fats and proteins react with bacteria to create odors. Antiperspirants have an active ingredient that gives them sweat-blocking power. Typically, it's an aluminum-based compound like aluminum chloride or aluminum chlorohydrate. When this ingredient gets into the duct leading to each sweat gland, the aluminum ions enter the cells lining the eccrine gland ducts. As the ions enter, water passes into the cells with them. As more water enters, the cells around the duct begin to swell. These cells can swell enough to squeeze the ducts closed. At that point, sweat can't get out, and you're staying free for a while. Each cell can only draw in a certain amount of water, so eventually the concentrations of water, outside and inside the cells, reach equilibrium. When this happens, the water inside the cell begins to pass back out of the cell through osmosis, and the cell's swelling goes down. This is why people have to reapply antiperspirant. An average over-the-counter antiperspirant might have an active ingredient concentration of 15 to 20%. If you've got a real sweating problem, doctors can prescribe much stronger products for you. But will you want to take them? You see, antiperspirants aren't perfect. Some studies have claimed a link between breast cancer and antiperspirants, although for now, that link remains inconclusive. There's another concern, too. People without fully functioning kidneys should be wary of using antiperspirant. In the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration requires a warning label on all antiperspirants, stating that people with kidney disease should consult a doctor before using them. If you're not comfortable using antiperspirant, then hey, no worries. Just go for an aluminum-free deodorant. It won't stop the sweat, but it will knock out that odor.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox